This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. Dr. Lauren Bigley, a family physician for 24 years, is currently with Peace Health Medical Group's South Eugene office. For the past few months, he's offered his patients shared appointments. We invited him to share with us what's involved in serving as many as 8 to 12 patients with diverse medical concerns together. Dr. Bigley, welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Clyde.
What's the basic concept?
The basic concept is that in one room, we are basically having individual appointments shared in front of other folks. Let's say you would be my first patient. You'd tell me about your issue. Perhaps that's high blood pressure. We talk about your high blood pressure, and we talk about your high blood pressure in front of everybody in the room. You are probably not the only one with high blood pressure. Other folks might have that also, so they could hear what we talk about. It's possible also that the other folks may not have high blood pressure, but they have a family member with high blood pressure. So they learn about your medical problem, and they can relate to other folks in their sphere that have that problem also.
They sign confidentiality agreements?
They do. There's a HIPAA form that they have to sign prior to every visit.
And how did shared medical appointments originate, and why have you embraced them?
It started in Boston by a psychologist named Ed Nafsinger. He found that doing the individual one-on-one appointments involved a wait of 45 minutes to an hour sometimes in the doctor's office. He found that by doing shared medical appointments, he's able to use that time that he would have in the doctor's office and actually learn a lot more.
What do your patients think of the idea?
It's been very enthusiastic. We have a survey that we give to patients at the end of every visit. More than 90% have said they want to do this again. They felt comfortable during the visit, and they've also felt that they've learned a lot more during the visit than they normally would have during a regular visit.
But Dr. Bigley, why would a patient want to meet in group instead of an appointment in which they have your undivided attention?
Well, in the group, they have my undivided attention for the time that I'm seeing them. But in the group setting, they get to learn a lot more about other medical issues. In addition, there is some support involved there. Just recently, one patient was having problems with her mother, who was going to be dying in the next few months. The person who was sitting next to her says, "Oh dear, that same thing happened to my mother. Here's my number. Why don't you give me a call whenever you want, and I'd be glad to talk with you." This has happened more than once, and it's really not designed as a support group per se, but the amount of support that you get is so much more than what you would get just with me and you being in the room together.
I can see where they might get something from each other, but in some cases, are your patients ever concerned about sharing their problems with strangers?
Yes, and I think that's why this perhaps might not be good for everybody. There are some folks who just are very private, very introverted in a sense, and don't want to be having that out there, but that's not everybody.
Why are you having these group medical appointments?
It's a different way of providing medical care. We laugh together. We sometimes cry a little bit. We learn from each other.
Well, clearly this makes more efficient use of your time. Is it also more profitable for the clinic?
Once we get it rolling, there's a chance that it will be. It's a team effort. There's more people involved than just me and the patient like it would be during a normal office visit. I have to have a facilitator who helps me run the group. I also have a scribe who's in the room at all the times. Plus, I have my assistant who goes off and gets the prescriptions that I print or escorts the patient over to the lab or x-ray, whereas in a regular office visit, it's mostly just me and my assistant.
And is one advantage that I, as a patient, could get an appointment sooner than I might otherwise?
Yes. Like in my schedule this week, I have no more appointment slots available, except I have about 5 or 6 available still for my group visit for this week.
We've gone in my lifetime from doctors making house calls to securing prompt appointments to having to wait weeks to see one's doctor, and now to 10-minute appointments en masse. Is this progress?
Well, I think the group visit is a progress. You're going to be waiting less amount of time to see the doctor. Plus, you'll have more face time in front of your doctor. Let's say I see you for 5 or 10 minutes about your particular issue. Then I see the next patient for 5 or 10 minutes. But in that discussion, you say, "Oh yeah, that's happening to me too. We have another connection."
Are all your patients sufficiently complicit that you don't have situations where patients need to be heard all through the hour and a half and kind of interfere with the general process?
That's what the facilitator's for, actually. She's supposed to be the school marm who tells people, "Okay, you've had your say. Let's have someone else have their say." And actually, there's one time I've even told a patient to pipe down a little bit.
So do you actually have patients who prefer the group setting to individual appointments?
Absolutely.
And do they tell you why?
They like the support. They like the more information. They like having more time in the room with me and my team. I've had a patient go off to get an x-ray, and they came back afterwards, and we all looked at the chest x-ray together, and I gave a tour of a chest x-ray to 8 people. And that was fascinating for them.
So it turned it into a group lesson.
Exactly.
Dr. Lauren Bigley specializes in family medicine at the Peace Health South Clinic in Eugene. He's recently introduced shared medical appointments as a weekly dimension to his practice. Dr. Bigley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Claude. Thank you.
I'm Claude Offenbacher, and this is KLCC News.